Well, he may be new to the New York Islanders, but he's far from new to the hockey world. 10th-year NHLer. Great to have David Rittich a part of this team and joining us here tonight on the 10 Questions Sit Down. David, thanks for taking a couple of minutes to join me. When you look back at your career so far, what's the best game in there that you think you've ever played?
Wow, that's a hard question. The best game what I ever played. Well, I would probably say my first ever NHL game. It always pops out in my head, you know. It was a cool experience. 2 years ago, against Islanders, a 4-0 win with LA. That could be one of them.
Okay, absolutely. Who do you think is the most underrated player in the NHL right now?
Bo Horvat. I don't think he got recognized a lot for everything what he does.
Yeah, for sure. Let's say a fan wants your autograph. When is the best time for them to approach you? You know, practice day, after a game?
I guess anytime. I'm pretty easy with that stuff.
Yeah.
It doesn't bother me to sign anything anytime.
Okay. When was the last time you got nervous about anything? Like, hockey players are considered to be pretty fearless, but, like, you know, in general life, when's the last time you got nervous?
Well, I'm nervous all the time, you know. Just say being on the road, leaving two kids, wife, in New York by themselves. That could be a nervous situation as well. Also, my dog got sick yesterday, so I was pretty nervous about that as well.
Sorry to hear that. I think that's something that fans don't realize. Like, right now, in the midst of a 7-game road trip, you guys are gone for 10 full days. Like, you rely a lot on your family back at home.
Yeah, well, you know, like with the time change also, it's harder to talk and, you know, that kind of thing. Just leaving the family behind you for, to say, like, those 10 days, it's always like, I hope nothing's going to happen ever, but you never know.
Yeah, it's the human element in the game for sure. Have you ever been pranked by a teammate?
Wow, for sure.
What's the best prank that comes to mind?
Well, there's a couple, like hiding a car, you know, hiding the car keys, hiding a phone. There's a couple, obviously, but they're not ready to get public.
Okay, so you're not ready to let out the full story. Maybe we'll crack you later on this season and find out. Let's say you encounter a tough night at the rink. What's the best medicine for you personally to get over that when you get back home?
Just don't think about that, you know. Live in present. You're not gonna overturn it. What happened 2 hours ago, right? So, just you get out with that, and you know, just try to learn from it and get better.
Talking with David Rittich here on the 10 Questions Sit Down. David, what athlete do you admire most outside of hockey?
Well, there's for sure. I would say Ronaldo, Messi. Those two.
Why is that?
Well, they're one of the best, you know, full time in soccer, and you know, they sacrifice a lot for that. And I just like their game.
Have you ever seen them in person?
No. I haven't seen those two guys in person.
Just a couple of more here. This one's kind of weird. When you get out your smartphone and take a look at your apps that you have on it, what's an app that you have that you think everybody else needs to know about? Whether it's something for your family or for, you know, you to pass the time?
Well, it's got to be WhatsApp, because I'm in touch with my family and WhatsApp, I guess.
The WhatsApp app?
Yeah.
Okay. Someone's not too far out there, but it's something that a lot of people use.
Yeah. Well, I don't have anything what people don't use, I guess. Like, okay. I'm not that weird.
Okay. I'm not that weird. I love this question. Athletes get asked a lot of questions, right? In personal life, or, you know, after morning skate, after games. What's a question you get asked a lot that you're tired of answering?
Maybe why?
So we can ask David Rittich anything at all. Anything's on the table.
Yeah, why let that cell phone in? That probably will be a little over the line.
All right. David, lastly here, I've got a question posed by a teammate in this locker room. It actually came from Ryan Pollock, who we spoke with last night when the Islanders were in Vegas. And his question to you was, describe your goalie mask, your new one, for us.
I don't even know what I have on. Just a second. Describe my mask.
Yeah, like what's on your mask? What's the inspiration from?
There's a lot of things. Obviously, I'm getting my mask inspired by the team logo and that sort of stuff. And since juniors, I have Simpson on my mask, and you know, it has been nice 17 years with them on. Okay. So that's kind of my thing. I'm having a Simpsons, and otherwise it's more about the team, who I represent, and what I want to like point out the things on my mask.
This was not his question or one of my 10 questions, but you still go by Big Save Dave?
Oh God, why did you? No,
I was gonna say maybe that's the question you get asked a lot that you don't like answering.
Well, not many people ask me that question, but I mean, they somehow it came out. I'm all right with that, but too much is too much once in a while, you know?
Yeah, I got you. We're going to talk with Thomas Hickey, former Islander, now Islanders analyst on MSG Networks next. Is there a question I can pass along to him?
What was, asking what was his biggest adjustment from playing to, you know, taking the game like with a bigger view than just like playing a game.
Okay. Hey, I appreciate it. Thanks so much for joining us. And we're going to find that out in our next episode.
Awesome. Thank you.